Hey everybody, back as we promised, it's 5:30 California time, and just sitting down, getting ready to test Bob's chili. Looks really good, he did it up really nice. I got cheese, I got scallions, I got a dollop of sour cream, which he did not want to put on there because he said it makes it too girly. But I like sour cream, and a big hunk, I'm having a hunk of French bread with mine. So everybody, I'm going to dig in here. This thing has been cooking for a long time. Now remember what he said. What did he say about it? It was a 4 alarm, you said? What did you say it was? No, you said on a scale of 1 to 10 it was a 4?
That's right.
All right, here I go. It's good chili. But it's hot. It's really hot, Bob. Oh my gosh. If you have a cold, this would be the... Oh my gosh. Oh my god.
I made it for kids.
No, Bob. This... Oh my gosh, my nose now. It's hot. It's really hot.
It's not hot at all.
All right, let me try it again.
You're used to eating ketchup.
Here we go. One more bite. Oh my gosh.
Are you a little dab of sour cream?
Yeah, you gotta have the sour cream. Ladies, you have to have the sour cream. Little kids could not eat this though.
Mm-hmm.
If you took out all the spicy stuff, like a lot of it.
My kids can eat this. They eat it every day.
Let me tell you, the smoky taste is delicious. But I think if you're a mom and or you know, and you've got little kids that want to eat the chili, you've got to take out the spice. But if you're a just like a guy who wants to make a killer chili, this is the recipe for you. This stuff will grow hair on your chest. Oh.
Look, there's hair on your chest, Bob.
Oh, it's good. It's just, you got to, you know what? The sour cream helps it a lot. It's really good. Man, where were these contests you won this for? For like Hell's Angels? Jeez. It's delicious, but it's spicy. Well, you have my results there, don't you now? You know what it is. It's great chili. It's awesome chili. Just spicy. Even Bob's. Yeah, you got a Diet Coke over there. Oh, okay, everybody. But listen, if you're going to make it seriously and you've got kids, take out whatever he told you for the spice. Make it a lot less. If you're just a...
Just go buy a can of Dennis.
No, if you're just a guy who likes it really spicy, keep the recipe exactly as Bob told you.
How tender is that meat in there?
The meat is delicious. The meat is great. And then I was all worried and I went out and bought... Tabasco has... You know, different flavored hot sauce. They have chipotle sauce, and they have... I went all over trying to find the Tabasco garlic sauce, but I couldn't find it anywhere, so I got to order it online. That's the one I wanted. So, you know, but I don't think I need any more hot sauce on this particular batch. It's great. If you have any questions, you want to talk about the recipe, you can email bbqbob.
All right, you got the kids. What I would do is I would chop it back.
Oh.
Instead of two cans of the
peppers.
The smoked jalapenos, just put one can.
Oh, okay, yeah. Cut it in half. Whatever it is in there, cut it in half. I think that'll do it if you're concerned about the spice. Or if you have like acid reflux. You're gonna want to have your Pepcid. Or your, what is that other stuff? Oh, if you're Italian, you're going to want brioche. Ooh, it's delicious, guys. All right, see you later, and stay tuned next week for our next podcast. Don't know what we're doing yet, but it'll be up, and you'll see it next week. Bye, everybody. Say bye, Bob.
Adios.
This podcast was brought to you by CrazyBagLadies.com, your one-stop shopping spot on the net today.